USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the United States, but expects those who are vaccinated to be able to travel to the continent this summer. She did not, however, lay out a timeline to reopen travel. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt tells CNN that news shows that the rest of the world is watching the success of the U.S.'s vaccination program.
They're looking at the U.S. They're looking at the success of our vaccination program. They're looking at the reduction in disease. And while they know we're not done yet, they're saying those Americans are safe to come to our country without risk of spreading COVID-19. Think about that. That's incredible. Just a few months ago, we were the nation in the world that was one of the most cut off from travel.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The vice president is renewing calls for movement on gun control. Jeremy Scott reports from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
With more than 130 mass shootings in the U.S. since President Joe Biden has taken office, Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration is limited on what it can do on gun control.
We have to codify, that's a fancy word for make permanent, make the law, that we agree we should have background checks. That's just reasonable gun safety laws. We should have an assault weapons ban. Assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of people quickly. They are weapons of war, and Congress has to act.
Harris telling CNN State of the Union that there's only so much the president can do through executive order, but something must be done. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A painting worth almost half $1 million has been ruined in an apparent accident. Mike Fortier reports.
A young couple in their 20s was visiting a Seoul, South Korea art gallery this month when they came across a work by graffiti artist John Won. Below the painting on the floor were the paintbrushes and other material he used to make the piece. This couple, though, according to police, thought the brushes and the paint were an invitation to create their own work. So, as surveillance video shows, they picked up the brushes, applied some paint, and started making their own brush strokes on the canvas, ruining the artwork, valued at $440,000. No charges were filed. A small fence has since been posted around the piece to prevent a similar misunderstanding in the future. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And as the situation on the U.S.'s southern border continues to worsen, Congressman James Comer says that the Biden administration hasn't been transparent with Congress about the money being spent on the border. The Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that the White House needs to answer questions about the spending related to the crisis.
We've been asking questions of the Biden administration, and we have yet to receive answers. No member of Congress knows how much money Joe Biden spent. We're creating sanctuary cities all over the United States right now with these unaccompanied minors, and it comes at a huge expense to the taxpayers. We've learned that a lot of these companies are coming in and getting no-bid contracts to try to convert hotels, for example, into shelters for all these immigrants that are being housed across on our side of the border. So it's a huge expense, and the lack of transparency from the Biden administration is very disturbing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.